Good morning, church. First time in your church, in your country, that we came here. So I'm so grateful to God. That you're supporting us, the ministry in the Philippines, for how many years? So the Bible says, your labor is not in vain. Say amen. Amen. Your labor is not in vain. Stand firm. When we hear, I see lots of old people, old couples like that. In my heart, they are inspiring me so much because they are consistent in their service for the Lord. That's why me and Kara, we are talking that whatever happened, we will serve the Lord. Your life is is a blessing for us. Thank you so much for being your faithfulness to God. The Bible says God is so good. God is so good. God is so great. That's why we are here in your country, because God is good. God used people. God used church to support us to be here in your country. Thank you for your prayers and support financially. You are a good example to us to follow. The Bible says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the finisher of our faith. Jesus is our author and the finisher of our faith. So, as we ponder the Word of God, please open your Bible. I quote one verse in our text, Psalms 145, verse 3. He said, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. We'll pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, that we are still alive. Thank you, Lord, that we can ponder your word. Lord, we pray, let your Holy Spirit guiding us, enlighten our minds, our heart, so that your word will be understood. Thank you, Lord, that you bless us as we go on, Lord. Thank you so much for your love, your goodness, your faithfulness in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We talk about the unsearchable greatness of God. The unsearchable greatness of God. What is unsearchable? The word unsearchable means it cannot be measured, mapped, or fully comprehended. It is beyond our human discovery. Amen. We gather to explore a theme that it stretches our minds, stir our hearts, and draws to our knees in worship. The unsearchable greatness of God. This verse doesn't just inform us to God's greatness. It overwhelms us with the reality that no matter far our minds reach or how deep our theology goes, God's greatness is beyond our ability to fully grasp. How God's greatness unsearchable. First, God's greatness is infinite and incomparable. No one can compare. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. No one can compare. His greatness, His power, His wisdom, His love. Job chapter 11, verse 7 to 9 says, can you by searching find out God? Can you find out do deeper than hell? What can you know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. Even the most brilliant minds and the most passionate seekers will always find that there's more of God to know, more of His glory to behold, and more of His love to be experienced. Did you experience the love of God? Did you experience the unconditional love of God? For how many times we have a failure in life? But the love of God always say, come. Come to your Father. I always love you. Always remember in the passage of the Bible about the prodigal son. All his money gone. But even that failure in life, his father longing to his son to come back and hug him, embrace him with the love, the unconditional love. Amen? His love is unconditional. The love of God, not for only for you are educated person, you are rich person, but the love of God is for all. That's why John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's why you are here supporting us there, because there are lots of souls to be win, to be bring to Christ. Because every soul is precious in His sight. You are precious. We are precious in His sight. Every sense that you're supporting us, every financial support that you give to the Philippines, our ministry there, is not useless. It's useful for His glory and honor. That's why don't hesitate to support us. Because God is a great provider. He is generous God. Even His only Son He gave us. He gave to us. To give His life to be a sacrifice. To save us. To redeem us. And we are here. We say all, our God is a great God. Psalmist David says, I will praise Thee. I will praise forever and ever. I will extol, O King, O God, because You are so great to us. More of His love to be experienced. Why? Because He is infinite. Everything about Him is wisdom, power, His love, His justice is limitless. Number two, how God's greatness unsearchable. God's greatness is revealed yet never exhausted. Amen? God's greatness is revealed yet never exhausted. God is not distant or unknowable. He reveals Himself to us through His word, through His creation, through Christ, yet even in what He reveals, we only glimpse a portion. Romans chapter 11, verse 3. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. We see His greatness in creation, the majesty of the stars, the precision of the natural world, the miracle of life. Next, the redemption. That's what I'm talking about. The cross of Christ is the greatest demonstration of love and justice the world has ever known. There is a verse in the Bible. I will sing this. Let the redeemed of the Lord see so. Let the redeemed of the Lord see so. Let the redeemed of the Lord see so. I redeem, praise the Lord. Psalmist David is always do that. That's why we always praise the Lord. Whether good or bad, what circumstances you have now. Whether you are in sickness, you have problem, you are in hardship, you've been experienced, don't forget. God is great. God is great. Next, number three. God's greatness demands our worship and awe. If God's greatness is unsearchable, then He is worthy of endless praise. We've been experiencing Typhoon Odette. After Typhoon Odette in the morning, because the Typhoon Odette hit at night, so in the morning, we gather all the students, some families, we gather and praising the Lord. And the people see to us. They think that we are like praising the Lord, singing, praising Him. So David not only experienced good, but he also experienced bad things in his life. But he always remember, he has a great God. He has a good God. That's why he prays, because he knows his God. Amen. He knows his God. If we know our God, then we are confident. Even the worst problem we have experienced, our God is always with us. Our God will always protect us. After that Odette, after that experience in Odette, the verse that we read, the food, is there sacks of, how many sacks of rice from the other people come to our headquarters to give to our pastors, and all the people need help. We can extend. So God is so great. God is great. He provide not only spiritual, He provide for our physical, and He provide people to go there, comfort to our people there. Why should we praise God every day? Because each day holds new reasons. His mercies are new every morning. His grace is patience. His grace, His strength are ever fresh and ever faithful. Worship is our response to the greatness of God, not just in song, but in how we live humbly, gratefully, obediently. Sometimes we can experience a preacher preach us like we say, wow, so dynamic, preacher, blah, blah, blah. But the problem is, they are obedient, what he preached. James 1:22, but be doers of the word, not only for hearers, only deceiving your own self. Not only for hearing, but the word of God must be do. You must be doer. Not only hearers, but doers of the word. Next, number 4. God's greatness is our anchor in life, uncertainty. When life feels overwhelming, when we face suffering, confusion, fear, we can rest in God's whose greatness is beyond our circumstances. There is a song, says the line of the song, there is no problem to beat, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain to tow, God cannot move it. Though there is no impossible with God, there is no hard for God. The Bible says, Matthew 11, come and I will give you rest. Come to those who are heavy laden and I will give you rest. I don't know what circumstances, what's your situation here, but I believe our God knows your problem. And he's willing to help you, your problem. God allows problem to us to refine our faith. That the Bible says, refine us. Refine us. So what's our response? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because the problem refine us. Refine us. Our faith in him. Because our faith is more important. More important to him. So I know you have lots of problems, sickness. I heard the churches that we've been, the old, mostly the old. But don't worry about that. We are only stranger. We are citizen in heaven. The Bible says, Colossians, fix your eyes on the things above, not the temporary things. The temporary things like money, we use that for his glory and honor. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Have you not known, have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Your problem may be great, but God is greater. Your future may be uncertain, but God's plan is sure. Plan of salvation. You already received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life. Your strength may be feeble, but God never grows weary. As a conclusion, let the unsearchable greatness of God transform you. Amen. Let the unsearchable greatness of God transform you. If God's greatness is unsearchable, let it humble you. We are small, but loved by a great God. Let it encourage you. There is no limit to what God can do in and through you. God can use anyone in spite of his limitation as long as he is available. I am a shy person. When was a kid, I am shy. I am a son of a pastor. So there are lots of missionary from America going to Mindanao, part of the Philippines. When American came to our house, I'm hiding because of their English. But I really bless. I really believe that if God chose you, If God uses you, no one can stop him. Even you are not educated, even you are not rich, if your heart is pure, God can use you. God can use you. God can do an untrue you. Let it stir your worship. If his greatness is infinite, our praise should never cease. Theologians W. Tozer said, "What comes into your minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. So today, think rightly of God. He is great, and his greatness is unsearchable." Call to action. Just don't be content of having knowledge of God's greatness. Today, ask yourself, what other thing you can still do as your expression of your worship to God? How do you influence others to recognize God's greatness? Challenge. For this week, set a definite time of event to devote God as an expression of your worship to him. Every day, pray to ask God to stir your worship to him. Pray, God is a great God. God is good. God is so faithful. God is so loving, forgiving. Our God is a good God in our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your greatness, unsearchable, infinite, and perfect. Thank you for revealing yourself to us. Though we can never fully comprehend you, draw us deeper in worship. May our lives reflect your glory, and may our hearts always be captivated by who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.